yesterday. I had a discussion with Kellen, and at the end of that discussion, we talked about several different things. At the end of that discussion, I felt that it was best that we release Kellen for personal reasons. So that's what we did. So right now, our roster is currently at 52, and we'll just go from there. You know, as far as Buffalo goes, this is again a team that's doing a lot of things well. Very active and aggressive up front on defense. A lot of playmakers on offense and in the kicking game. Played very well the last couple weeks, so we need to play our best this week. And it's always tough on the road in Buffalo, so we'll really have to do a good job in all three areas. All of us that are participating in the game, we need a real good effort this week. We know that.
Any transactions today, practice squad wise, with Forston maybe clearing waivers?
There may be. If we have some, we'll get it too.
Bill, we've seen Wes Welker's production pick up substantially in the last couple of weeks. How much of that is him just getting back to being his old self, or maybe taking advantage of some guys that are out of the lineup right now?
I don't really think it's either one of those. I think it's just that's the way it's worked out. I mean, Wes is always prepared. He works hard. Sometimes the opportunities come, sometimes they don't. But all you can do is keep working hard, put yourself in good position, take advantage of them when they show up.
With Devin McCourty, how would you assess his season so far through three games?
Probably like the whole rest of the team. Some good, some not so good. Just things we can all work on.
Still see him as an ascending player, getting better on a regular basis.
Yeah, Devin works hard. I think he improves. He tries to improve on everything you tell him to do. Mm-hmm.
Offensive line seems to they've been struggling the last few years, but this year, every few sacks, they're running the ball extremely well. Is it all the new players or some of the guys that have been there have made some progression? What have you seen?
Well, four of the players were there last year.
Yeah, I know just Cordy Glenn, I think, is the only new player. But
right.
Just so, getting better as a unit?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've got they've had some consistency in there. Some of those guys like Wood and Levitre, accumulate some years of playing together. Paris is back. Irby got hurt last year, but he was in there, play for him. Hairston, who's also playing. So, but let's just say overall, offensively, they've shown good consistency, and they've been efficient running the ball, been efficient throwing it. Quarterback gets the ball out quick, receivers get open. So, they're all doing a good job. I think it's collectively just good execution on offense and good scheme, good game plans, good scheme. Chan does a good job there.
Bill, if I'm not mistaken, we've seen Chandler Jones line up almost only at right defensive end in practice and now in games. Some teams move their pass rushers around, left side, right side. Philosophically, is that something you think there's an advantage to, and is that something he could do?
Sure, he could.
Would consider asking him to do, or do you not see a benefit in that?
Yeah, he's played more than one spot, and all of our players have. So, I think if we thought it was advantageous in a game or in a game plan situation, I don't think we'd be afraid to move anybody.
The first time we've talked to you since the agreement with the officials. What was your reaction to the agreement?
My focus is on Buffalo this week. It's where it needs to be.
Bill, has there been anything different in the preparation this week, coming off the two losses, either in intensifying the intensity of practice or going the other way, doing anything to lighten the mood?
We we try to prepare the best we can every week, regardless of what the outcome of the game was the week before. So try to turn the page on the previous game and move on to the next one. That's what we did this week. That's what we try to do every week.
Bill, what's your comfort level? Obviously, you don't have a lot of control over it at this point of the week with three tight ends going into this game when you've had four or five, you know, for quite a while now.
Well, we haven't had that many active in any game. We had four active last week, but, I mean, we haven't – I don't think we've ever had five tight ends active, so.
Maybe let me rephrase. How does it change planning during the week?
It's the same every week. We take the, you know, the people that are available. Sometimes that might be one or two extra guys because we're not sure how things are going to work out until the end of the week. Sometimes those decisions aren't made until game time, who actually is going to play and who isn't. But whatever that group of players is, 20, 21, 22, 23, however many that is on each side of the ball, and we practice those players. And then at whatever point we think we know what the decision we're going to make as far as who's going to be active, then that narrows it down. Sometimes it's a game time decision. Sometimes it's made earlier than that. Sometimes it changes right at game time. Somebody comes down with the flu the night before the game, or, you know, things happen. So, and then you have to adjust to them. No different than if a player were to get injured during the game and you have to replace them. So, whoever the players are, then we try to prepare with those players.